Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Thank you for being with us today. Tree diaper. You want something that's going to hydrate your plants, that takes the guesswork out of it? Tree diaper is the answer.
Tree diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any tree or plant as the soil dries. The tree diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. No more overwatering or underwatering with the tree diaper. Every time it rains, the tree diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. You can water your plants and trees whether they're down the road, by the house, or in the back 40. Also works under mulch, whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced. Tree diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA. You can find all the sizes they have available at treediaper.com.
And people are amazed by how quickly it hydrates. We did a talk recently where we demonstrated a dehydrated or a new tree diaper, and then we put one in a pail of water, or a little pan of water, and before our talk was half done, it had swelled up, and they were just mesmerized, excited about how well that worked, and was had a lot of questions about it. So, treediaper.com.
Well, let's talk about the birds and bats.
Well, people may think, well, why would I want bats in my property?
Well, bats are amazing mammals. They're the only mammal that can fly. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, they're the only mammal that can fly.
I do know not all of them want to suck your blood.
No.
That is a very a wise tale.
Right.
There are some that are that way, but not what you're going to have in your backyard.
Exactly. So there's bats, and they can greatly reduce the population of mosquitoes, mm-hmm. which is obviously a good thing. And they
And you may have bats in your property and you don't know about it.
Right, exactly, because they house in eaves during the day.
Nocturnal.
They're nocturnal. So, or if you have, wooded area near your home, they might be underneath like an old tree or something, tree limb that's fallen over. They look for kind of places they can tuck up under into.
Right, and that's why if you you want to be careful by not leaving like garage doors open or shed doors open that are going to be intended to be closed at some point, because they will find that opening and use that as their housing inside of a barn or a garage, and it's can be quite difficult to get them to leave.
Right, and if you want to help the bats, you can buy bat houses or make your own bat house, and you can put this on a stake or on the side of a house or something. You put it high up so that they can feel safe high up off the ground, and then they will stay in that bat house.
Now, we do have to say that that's a good way to go about doing it, but check your regulations in your municipality to make sure it is legal to do such, or you can do it and not tell anybody and hope nobody finds out.
Right.
Yeah.
And even in some state parks now, they have bat houses.
And bat guano, the droppings, very good for the garden. However, some companies don't do it, harvest very safely, economically or economically.
Right. So anyway, safely. As I was saying, they have bat houses in state parks now, and many of them.
Are they labeled, or do you know that it's a bat?
Yeah, they're okay. Labeled.
It's not going to be like, what's this thing? They've got it.
No, and it's an educational point for whoever wants to learn about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. They do help, with the pest control, with the mosquitoes, moths.
How many mosquitoes can a bat eat?
1,200 per hour.
1,200 mosquitoes an hour?
Yep. About 6,000 to 8,000 a night.
That's, okay. That's quite a lot. I mean, that's a lot. Poor person who had to count all those mosquitoes getting eaten. 1,200 mosquitoes an hour, 6,000 to 8,000 every night. And usually there is a group of bats that they're not individual. They kind of go together. I don't know what the correct term is. They fly together.
In groups?
Yeah.
I don't know what a bat group is called. All right. So I wonder if it's like, what are birds called when they're together?
Well, blackbirds, a group of blackbirds is called a murder. Murder of blackbirds.
Crows.
Maybe that was crows.
It's crows.
Okay. Anyway, bats and birds. Birds are very beneficial for
the crows. There's a song about the crows. I'm not going to sing.
No, let's not go there.
Okay, so anyway, bats, they actually help pollinate as well. So they will, do the nectar thing, just like hummingbirds do. And then they can also carry seeds and drop seeds. So they have been responsible for
colony of bats. And their babies are called pups.
Aww.
Not like that.
Pups.
Yeah. Aww. Okay, go back to what you're...
They're sky puppies.
Okay.
Anyway.
Guess what we need? More flying dogs.
Anyway, yeah. So they pollinate the pests and they disperse the seeds.
They pollinate the...
Not the pests, the plants.
Plants.
I can't talk. And they disperse the seeds. So they do eat enough... Listen to this. They eat enough pests to save more than $1 billion per year in crop damage and pesticide costs.
$1 billion.
Yep. In the United States corn industry.
And this is bats or is this birds?
Bats.
Bats. Okay.
Yep. And that's from the, what's it called? The DNR.
Department of Natural Resources.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they do
a lot of planting. I mean, if you really look at it, they have a significant impact in the environment of getting things harvested and planted and moved around.
And they make a home where they live. So it's not like they're taking seeds from, you know, across town and bringing them across to the other part of town. They're usually going to be within like a little area.
So they can kind of like a squirrel. Well, so they get the seeds, do what they need to do, drop the seeds, and then the next year the plant's there for them to eat off of. They've kind of replanted their food.
I'm not really sure if they do that necessarily, okay. But...
I wouldn't put it past them. Nature is a phenomenal thing.
It is a phenomenal thing. Yes, I certainly agree. But anyway, bats are amazing. You shouldn't be scared. A lot of times if a bat is flying low, it's possible that it's maybe sick or something or injured. They're not going to fly low.
Or you're getting very close to their home.
Right.
You're getting very close to their nest, and they're going to defend their residence.
Right. And that's another thing to keep in mind is living in harmony with nature.
Right.
So, yeah. So birds.
Yes.
Also.
Birds are good for the garden. People are like, I don't want birds in the garden because they're going to damage. Yes and no. Birds are beneficial in the garden for many reasons, similar to the bats.
Mm-hmm. They are. They definitely pollinate, and they also are good for pest control. So they take care of insects, aphids, mosquitoes, spiders, tomato hornworms, mm-hmm. all sorts of things. And because they use those as their natural food source, birds do like a variety of a diet. They don't just eat seed. They right. eat seed and meat.
Right.
Yeah.
And incorporating a bird bath into your landscape is very important if you're able to do such or you want to do that. And there are also tools in which you can incorporate into that bird bath to keep it unfrozen all year long. There are heating coils in which you can lay in there to allow the birds during the winter to access water. And you can keep your bird feeders full all season long and create a pattern in which they fly to the bird feeder and through the garden and then pick off those insects that are doing damage. We talked about in the first segment about looking through your garden. If you have a balance of birds and bats and good bugs and bad bugs, there shouldn't be a whole lot of issue with infestation of insects. You might have problems with the soil issues, but above ground should be very limited if all of these things are working right. Now, I'm not saying they always will work right.
Right. So, yeah, that's the birds help with the pests.
And you will see birds that you didn't know you had in your area. Cardinals and blue jays and orioles.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's happened to us where we've seen the little sparrows and the robins. And,
yeah, you always see those.
Right. And now that we fed the birds, we see cardinals for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we saw something else. I don't remember.
You don't have your bird book to check off the ones we've seen.
No.
That's a big thing. You know that,
I know
right?
that's a big thing. Birding is huge. Yeah. And I didn't write my diary that day what birds I saw. So so there's that. Larger birds do control rodents. Now, this might not be something you see if you're in the city
right.
all the time, but they are there. So things like owls and hawks, they do hunt the mice, you know, voles, rats, squirrels, snakes. Sometimes hawks even hunt small dogs. So you want to keep that in mind if you have a small dog. But, yeah, they do look for the rodents.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful eyesight in these animals. And their accuracy, very few times do they miss what they're going after. They don't miss very many meals. The owls, the hawks, the bald eagles. You've seen these documentaries on TV, and they come from high above, and they just nosedive, and they grab exactly what they're after.
Absolutely. They are birds of prey. They are hunting birds. They're going to get what they need from wherever they are, whether it be a squirrel or a mole or a mole.
Yeah.
Any of those things, rabbits, whatnot, and even snakes. So you want to keep that in mind, they will do that, and they will be very effective of it. Now, again, if you're in the city and you have a problem, the hawk might not come around, but if you maybe have a friendly neighborhood hawk, who knows? And then birds do pollinate flowers. That's something to keep in mind, especially hummingbirds, orioles. They do the pollination. And then finches, the little tiny birds will eat the weed seeds.
Yes, very, and, very important.
Yeah, it is very important. And that will help, you know, control weeds.
Getting those weed seeds. Now, true enough, if we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we fall in this category, so we're not pointing fingers at you. If we all was weeding at the when we should be and was not allowing these weeds to go to seed, the finches wouldn't have anything to eat. So maybe, Holly, in some weird realm of the universe, our laziness is helping the birds survive.
I would say. I'm not really sure, though, but yeah, okay.
I mean, there's weeds everywhere.
Right.
Not, you know, if we just weed everything in our garden, we're not going to kill the population, but
I'm sure they'll find what they need, but if you have some weeds and you have, you know, the sparrows are eating the weed seeds, then why not?
Well, you know what's going to eat your plants this summer? Japanese beetles, Holly. Summer's getting here. Temperatures are warming up in most parts of the country. And those Japanese beetles, weevils, and boars, they're already here in some instances. And they are ready to not only attack your bush beans and your pole beans, but pretty much anything that you've got growing.
Right. And what better way to prevent those pests from destroying your garden than by controlling them while they are larvae? Grub Gone is an easy-to-apply granular product that can be spread on your turf to successfully control grub invaders. Developed by Phylum Bioproducts from our naturally occurring bacteria, Grub Gone is a non-chemical BT product that specifically targets only certain scarab pests, and it's safe to use around bees and other beneficial insects.
Yes. If you already have those Japanese beetles flying around, Beetle Gone is an organic water dispersible powder that you can spray directly on. Yes, directly. Absolutely. Put it right on your edible plants and with no harm to you. Find out more and all the information that goes along with that at phylumbioproducts.com. That's phylum bioproducts.com. And they also have a coupon code, Holly, that you can save on your purchase of Grub Gone. And that is GardenTalk10. To save 10% off your order at phylumbioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.